TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you as always by our gracious sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. Complete Ag Resolutions offer you the best solutions in all your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. And Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And I personally would suggest that you get the porcupine pizza. It's a barbecue base with a pulled pork and pineapple and red onions if you like that stuff. Check them out. They have a Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. You can call them up at 928-0900. You can check out their Twitter at Pizza Now One. So check out Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. And now listen to your episode. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Is it blow?
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg was right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. This one's going out to...
Hello, and welcome to a reading of A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast 335. I am Gatchalapagolagol.
Golagol?
Golagol.
Listen to that ultimate guitar tone.
Goal!
I got scared for a second and thought we were like on the Pod F Tomcast or something.
Welcome to a reading of A Tale of Two Titties.
That is the most I've read of that book. I had no idea that was the book that started off. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Did you know that?
I'd recently found that out by listening to a former local, now national comedian, Tyler Bowe.
Uh-huh.
He has a bit about that, and he changes the words, like I said, A Tale of Two Titties. Uh-huh. He's talking about how many strip clubs are in Portland and how there's not a lot of bookstores, but how they should combine them. They could call it Barnes and Nipples.
Oh!
And then when you get home and your wife asks you where you were, you were just reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he went into A Tale of Two Titties, and he went on to say the first intro like you were doing it, but he had it all transposed into clever, funny stuff. But anyway, welcome to Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
Lance Thill is back with us in the studio today.
Welcome back.
Made the trip again.
Yep.
My
we'll reimburse you for gas.
My schedule was fairly open.
That last little bit, though, reminded me of a poll I put up. Recently, Hustler or Taboo.
That kind of is a stripper pole.
It is. It is a stripper pole, huh?
So did you get any responses whatsoever?
Not that I know of, no.
I would say Hustler's better for if
that's
you
your
like,
answer.
If you got the guts to look at that stuff.
In Hustler?
Yeah.
What do you mean the guts? What's in Hustler that needs guts?
Well, that's what you see, basically. They get up inside there.
Yeah.
Sometimes they fold it out. It's usually pretty gaping. It's a gaping magazine.
It is a gaping magazine. They do like to gape.
Whereas, you know, like Playboy and stuff like that, they pretty much airbrush it, and it's just a nice-looking little
camera. Playboy, yeah. I mean, and Playboy shows a little bush now, don't they? But
yeah.
They don't lay it all out, though.
There's not a lot of bush out there.
Yeah. And
it's all Obama now. Hey, before this song gets over, I'm going to mention we're playing this for Hans, uh-huh. and I know that he probably hates this song because now I'm realizing that it's a pretty gay hit.
Uh-huh. You like wasn't there a UFO hit?
Yeah, well, Michael Schenker Group, I figured.
Because, the best stuff.
Yeah, he has the ultimate guitar tone. Just listen to it.
He doesn't have the ultimate singer, I'll tell you that.
On and on and on. The song just goes on and on and on and on and on. Hans, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you a hard time. I should have picked a better song, but at least I guessed that was what you
were. Well, this is a solo right here.
Oh, listen to it. Man. He's shredding right now. Hans, is that you? Anyway, back to what you were saying now that that's on and on.
Oh, but Taboo's nothing like Playboy.
But Taboo's a little gutty, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's usually one spread in the magazine of a chick peeing.
They should have a magazine called Gutted.
And sometimes instead of being just gaped, they'll have They'll have like a A-ball in there or something.
You could just call it have
an
a magazine.
A-ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like medical tools.
I saw a little Nerf football pop out one time. Like you could just barely see an opening, which you should normally see.
Yeah.
But it looked kind of black, which could have been a shadow. Uh-huh. But then she kind of... And when it was a little like... It might have been a beaver football because it was orange and black. One of those that's orange and black and orange and black. One of those little Nerf footballs.
She gave birth to it?
She gave birth to a Nerf.
Beaver football?
Yep. Right out of her beaver, yep. And
did she make 3 points? I mean, did it get between the uprights?
It just fell out. It was a fumble. Actually, it was a fumble.
That's funny.
It was a thumb hole. She fumbled from her thumb hole, if you pick her up like
and
a
And then there
pack.
Was a butt dog pile.
Butt dog pile?
A butt dog pile.
What are you talking about right now?
You know those plastic bag bands?
I have heard about that. Like, isn't it in Corvallis and Eugene?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, what? So I see like.
You get caught with one, man, you're going to prison.
Yeah.
But then you see like it's a 5 cent charge for paper bags, right? Or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah,
so you're supposed to buy one of those green ones and bring it back.
Yeah, that has like a peace sign on the side.
And
so.
Like
yeah,
there was
and then you got, but or bring your own from home or whatever. But
bring
come
your
on,
own
let
bag.
Me make my goddamn choice. How do you know I don't reuse those plastic bags, for one?
Ooh, how do you know I don't use them to get my fire going?
Yeah. Well, besides that, you know, they can, those one bags can hold on to food-carrying illnesses. Foodborne illnesses.
I have heard that also.
You know,
the cloth ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
that,
sure.
There is a significant increase in sicknesses among using those. Like, it's like 60% of some things, and E. coli is like 80% increase. Totally making these numbers up.
That's good. At least you got figures.
But they're close.
But that reminds me of the banned bag thing on Portlandia, where everybody, you know, up there in Portland is all green and eco-friendly. Well, they
I've
had
never
a little.
Anybody green over there unless they're sick.
Well, they got sick from using those bags over.
Oh
and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, that guy—he's kind of a nerdy dude. He plays on 30 Rock. He's like the page there. You know that guy, that blonde-haired nerd. He was on Portlandia, and he came to like one of those Zupans market or whatever they are, where they're all.
Zupans.
Where they're all clicky and stuff, and he
those Zupans are weird.
He had forgotten his bag.
Uh-oh.
So they're
major
just,
offense.
Oh, dude,
oh,
they're
man.
Like, what? Could I get a bag? And they're like, over the intercom, I got a guy here who forgot his bag. He's like, it's not a big deal. I forgot my bag. And they're like, well, it really is, because what are we going to do, give you a paper bag or a plastic bag? No, we sell bags so you can bring them, so you can carry your stuff. It goes on and on for at least 5 minutes, maybe more, and then he ends up just like, carrying all his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's got like a gallon of milk and like seven other objects, and he's like trying to carry them. But just funny because those people, I'm surprised they're not banned in Portland, are they? Yeah? Or
they probably, no, I don't think they're going to, they banned them city wild. They probably city encourage wild. People.
They just they scorn just, you for it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you would see on Portland.
See, when you first said that, I thought you meant paper bag bands. Like there was bands that had something to do with paper bags.
Oh, yeah.
Or plastic bag bands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like, open up the bag and there's a band in there playing.
Or you have a band that wears plastic bags.
Oh, that'd be a gimmick.
A plastic bag band.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure like you cut holes in them first,
like
though.
A jug band or the plastic Ono band. Yeah. Next, the plastic jug band. Plastic bag band. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's pretty stupid. I mean, what is it, really choking out our ecosystem? By having those plastic
bags. They're just wanting to tell us what to do.
I mean, you go to Walmart, they give you like, I mean, we do a lot of shopping for our family for groceries. So we go at the beginning of the month and get $400 or $500 worth of groceries. They give us like 60 of those plastic bags. Mm-hmm. What do we do with them? Throw them in the garbage. Because I can't reuse those many, that many.
There's a lot.
Are we supposed to put them in the recycle bin though?
They do have spots, like at Safeway and stuff, you can recycle those.
Or if you
you
can,
want to make a special trip?
You can, you can put them in the recycling bin if you put them all in one bag. Like if you just have one of those bags and then you put them all in the rest, and then you can tie that one off and you can throw it in there, because I think then they can pick it out.
Yeah. I personally use them for cigarette butts and cat poop. So they get a second life.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And you know, a lot of people... In that same vein, if they take their dogs out for a walk, they'll take one of those out, you know, and they'll pick up their dog poop.
Yeah, you can
pick it up,
turn
your dog
inside
poop.
Out and grab it and then turn it inside out and you're good to go.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't just grab it, though. I mean, if we really, if people are so green,
poop.
This is what I want to know. If those people are so green that they're willing to, like, ban plastic bags and charges for paper bags, they better be fucking not using toilet paper at home. They better be fucking wiping and washing.
Wow.
Because if they're that green, well, to push their shit on me, well, they should be doing everything they can.
You're obviously very passionate about it by the amount of swearing that happened in that paragraph.
I am. I really want
people... When he says fucking four or five times...
I really want people to start fucking...
See?
Why not using toilet paper? You can wash.
You just use water in your hand. We've been through this before.
Yeah.
If you had a piece of shit on your face, would you take a dry piece of toilet paper and just rub it around?
No.
Or would you get something like a wet wipe or soap and water and wipe it off?
Yeah.
Soap and water.
So instead, we just take dry paper and smear shit around our asses until we need anal bleaching.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could use, but I'm afraid.
Have you mirrored it out lately? Or?
Well, no. Me and my friend, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on the podcast, and it blows me away after 100 and some episodes that we've never mentioned it. And the place that me and my friend were going to open, we went as far as to have a hat printed up, but that's as far as it went. Ye Old House of Pancakes and Anal Bleaching.
Yeah, I remember that.
Actually, it was Ye Old House of Anal Bleaching and Pancakes. And
I thought that was a real place.
Well, it was
I've
going
seen the
to
hat
be.
Before.
Yeah, it was going to be, but it never came to fruition. We had a lot of spare time on our hands at Country Coach, and me and my friend Zach Dixon, crazy kid, crazy character, and we decided that once the Ye Old House of Pancakes goes out of business on Franklin there in Eugene, we could maybe get that building and just convert it to Ye Old House of Anal Bleaching. He has a nice catchphrase for us. It says, enjoy a stack while we bleach a crack.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So if anyone wants to go in a Shark Tank with me or give me some money to, because it's going to be getting pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds
entering
like
the tank right now.
So,
Shit is getting darker every
year. So were you going to be like just an investor in there? Or were you
we're going to run the place.
Yeah. Would be great for, like, you should get on True TV. I think that would be a great True TV series.
We're going to be honer operators.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to be bigger than Duck Dynasty, guys.
Oh, man, we just started out bleaching a couple anholes.
Yeah.
Anholes.
What you really want to do is you want to license that shit, though. You want to license that so you can sell anal bleachings with Mickey Mouse on the side.
Oh, no.
How does that work together?
Well, you know how they... You know, you got like a cup, and then you put a Mickey Mouse thing on there, and then you license it, and then you get like a royalty out of it.
two girls in one cup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you guys buy a lot of spaghetti sauce?
No, I usually make my
own. I do not either.
You guys don't buy any?
Well, I did buy and use a can a while
ago. So, like, if you make spaghetti or lasagna or anything that needs, like, tomato sauce, do you don't buy it? You make your own?
Yeah, usually.
How?
Stewed tomatoes and tomato paste and meat.
I only eat chicken and tater tots, so.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Wow. And then, but then you got,
the
like.
Menu of a bachelor.
Just spices, man. And then you just simmer it for a while.
Well, we usually buy, my mom kind of made me partial to ragu. A lot of people prefer Prego or whatever.
I just had some
lasagna.
It was bacon and provolone. It was one of those two kinds.
Bacon and provolone sauce?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So how much do you usually pay if you were to buy?
Ooh, is this The Price is Right?
Yes. For, say, a 32-ounce jar.
Ooh, 32. That's a biggie.
You know.
I do have a price point where I'd like... that's probably, I won't go over. All right, well, I'm going to go on the high end then.
Yeah, say
I'm
you're looking
go,
for some
Yeah, so
some
I
good
won't
stuff.
Go over it, so I should go high end, $325.
I was going to go $399.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some celebrity brands, which they call them celebrity brands because maybe celebrities use
endorse them.
Maybe.
Like the Mario Batali.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. That's $7.80.
No, I would not.
The Lydia Bastianich, $6.80, or Rayo's, $8.
Lydia, she's the one with the sausage fingers on PBS, isn't she?
Yuck.
Sausage fingers!
Well, she's always making this Italian stuff, and she's like, and then you mix the sausage with the sauce, and I'm like, are you talking about your fingers, or is there sausage in there?
Sausage finger.
So, have you ever heard of the company Sunday Gravy? Sunday Gravy pasta sauce.
No.
No.
$35 for 32 ounces.
No.
Yep. They're selling like hotcakes.
Well, what's
anal bleaching.
Is it a local company or are they selling a.
Actually,
like,
there's no bleach involved. They're just ramming it dry.
Mm-hmm. But are they selling it online or is
Both.
It like just a local?
Online and
God, that seems like
at SundayGravy.com and at select New York City locations. They're trying to get it into grocery chains such as Whole Foods, which would be at home paying $35 for 32 ounces of
Mega Foods.
Pasta sauce. No, Whole Foods charges like exorbitant amounts for like shitty natural stuff, which is probably good, but to me it
Trader
tastes
Joe's
shitty.
Or whatever.
But the reason they say they charge so much is they spend 6 to 8 hours slow braising pork shoulder and beef chuck before adding it to a plum tomato sauce with basil, onions, and garlic, mini meatballs, and sliced sausage. So it's not just your regular pasta sauce.
Yeah. I know when I make a pot of pasta sauce, because usually if I do, I'm going to make a large pot and watch half of it go to waste. But it is a
How can you cook a pot of anything when you're a single bachelor?
It's just, if you're going to cook one dish of it, you might as well cook 30 of it.
So you cook for an army, basically,
yeah.
And then you eat a little leftovers and then throw a lot away?
Well, usually that's what happens when I make spaghetti sauce.
What about all those Indian kids that are starving? Wait.
Well, I'm not
Ethiopia.
Saying every time, but if I use like a, you know, because I had a lot of cherry tomatoes. Over the summer. And so a lot of that went there.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know, making a sauce, I'm going to make sauce. You know, I'll put 3 pounds of meat in there. And then.
I bet that's more than. I just farted out of my mouth a little bit.
Well, it's, I'm not making 32 ounces. You know, I'm making a lot more than 32 ounces. You could probably make 8, 9, 12, you know, portions of it.
8, 9, 12.
Yeah. And I have done that before. But, you know, generally if you do that and then you freeze it, you don't want to put the pasta in there first.
Right.
It's like cook your pasta separately and then put that in there.
And cooking tips with
Gachadopoulos. You know,
Gachadopoulos.
It does take a lot because you got to chop up the mushrooms, or not the mushrooms. I'm talking about tomatoes. And then, you know, you got your seasonings, and then you simmer it for an hour, and you taste it, and then you adjust the seasoning, and then you let it simmer for an hour, and then you taste it, and you adjust the seasoning.
Yeah. I kind of forgot that you're such a cook. You cook a lot of shit, don't you?
I don't.
You've got cooking videos on the internet.
That's true. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy cooking. I'm just saying I don't cook a lot. Because of the single person.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when you're single and you spend 45 minutes cooking and then 3 minutes eating.
You eat fast.
And then you let it sit on the stove for 4 days.
And then it's another 45 minutes if you want to clean up.
It might make it to a plate into the microwave and set for 2 days.
I usually don't.
Or set in the fridge till it molds and
it's
then
usually
just
on the counter or in the fridge.
I've been trying to enforce a new policy with the younger people in our household to actually just like wash your silverware right when you get done. Like instead of just throwing it in the sink, just wash a fork and a spoon and rinse your plate off. Takes you less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Or you guys can all just throw them in there and then someone's going to have to spend 45 minutes doing the dishes where it's been sitting on the counter for 4 days and then they get pissed. But they won't do it. I'm about ready to start like stabbing people in the neck. I know it seems a little extreme, but I mentioned that to my wife.
Make your message across.
Yeah, I said she's like, "What are you going to do?" I go, "I'm going to make a couple burgers, and then I'm going to take that knife in the sink and go stab everybody in the neck." And she's like, "No, you're not." And I said, "If they keep putting them in there and not doing, then I'm going to, or they're not going to be able to use the kitchen." Which seems like pretty extreme fatherly move, but
have you tried
one of them's going to be 23 next week.
Have you tried
so he could wash a fucking dish?
Just opening their door and tossing the dirty silverware into their room.
No, that's another big problem. They just take the shit back to the room, and then the next thing we know, we've got three forks in the kitchen. There's no glasses. There's no bowls. So now, rather than I don't know what else to do, so I just keep at least one glass and one bowl and one set of silverware in my room.
Yeah.
To where at least there's going to be something clean if I want to have a bowl of cereal or fucking something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I left instructions with the wife to please pass the message along, because if I have to do it, it's not going to be pretty and there's going to be a huge blow up. And he's kind of like on the offensive always because he knows he's not really supposed to still be there if he doesn't have a job or contribute anything to the household. So,
and now he's got a knife sticking out of his neck.
Exactly. So hopefully she will have talked to him, and she said, "I'm going to tell him. I'm tired of it, too." She goes, "And I'm going to tell him if they can't follow the rules that they don't get to use the kitchen." I was like, "Well, right on. At least you're on the same page with me now."
So you don't have to hold him in your room. At least maybe you guys can get some of those, like, a row of work lockers.
I'm just going to lock the kitchen. Every door would just be locked. Or I thought of a way, but I could never find a way to enforce it, where everybody just gets one glass, one fork, one spoon, one knife,
like
one
plate. Army.
Exactly. Well, you can keep this in your room, or you can keep it in the kitchen. But the ones that say B on them are yours. Don't use anyone else's. And if they're dirty, you'll just have to wash them.
Yep.
Well, you could take the family down to Surefire Designs. You all get to design your plate, your glass. And then you kiln dry them, and
I just want to kiln them. I'd rather kiln dry the kids. No, it's just hard to enforce, and then I just feel like I'm being a Nazi because I'm really passive.
You don't want
to. But now I'm starting to be aggressive, so now I'm turning into a passive aggressive.
You know, you don't want to spend all your time washing dishes, right?
I don't mind spending my time washing a dish or two, as long as it's not everybody's fucking silverware for a week. And then if I don't do it myself, then it's like moldy dishes on the counter. And then I was like, "You guys want to watch an episode of Hoarders, or do you just want to sit around the fucking house and watch our house pile up with fucking garbage?" Just dump the fucking cat litter box on the ground and let the cats poop on the ground, and we'll walk on it. It'll make a nice.
Have you thought about that? To where, like, have someone come in and pretend to be the Hoarders crew. And be like, "Now see what you've done? Now the people from Hoarders are here."
Yeah, maybe I could hire a few of my comedian friends that have cameras. And they say, "Hi, I'm an expert in reorganization and hoarding. We've heard you had a problem and you won't clean your silverware." Now you're on TV in front of everybody. Losers. Or call intervention on yourself. Like that one bulimic kid did.
Did he?
Yeah. That's what he said anyway. Like, he weighed like 80 pounds and he was like 5'8".
Uh-huh.
And he would gorge, binge and purge, eat a whole bunch, like three plates of food, and then go throw it up. And then the people were there, and the mom's chasing him, and he's running away, and they're like, we want to help you. And he's like, I know what's going on. Because it's supposed to be, oh, they're involved in a documentary, but they don't know they're going to have an intervention.
Yeah.
Which, it's been on for fucking 8-9 years now. Who doesn't know about it?
I know. Why is Dr. Drew here?
I know.
It's like undercover boss.
And so he's like, who the fuck do you think called him in the first place? And they're like, oh.
Shocker.
Well, I guess they all thought someone else did. Like, oh, you didn't
call?
Yeah,
nobody coordinated. I thought you called.
Yeah. So you could call intervention on yourself and say.
Isn't that kind of like giving yourself your own nickname, though?
But that way you get a free ride to California or wherever they send you to go to your rehab for 90 days.
Yeah.
Which would normally cost like $10,000.
That's true.
So I'm going to call them. Because I'm addicted to knifing people in the neck.
You're addicted to having clean dishes.
I'm a dick to my family because they won't do anything. Just kidding. I'm glad.
You guys have a dishwasher?
Yeah. His name's Brandon in Dakota.
Ew.
No, my wife says that she's been raising kids for 20-some years and that she's over dishes. And we buy a lot of paper plates, and she wants a dishwasher. I argue there's no room for one, and we have two of them that live with us already. She's like, yeah, but what about when they move out? And I was like, well, maybe when they move out, maybe we'll make room for a dishwasher. We'll put one in their old bedroom.
Their old room.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I don't know. That's enough about that. I'm getting pissed just thinking about it. I'm going to smoke some more weed.
There was a Colorado kid, age 7.
That's a Stephen King short book.
A Colorado kid, age 7?
The age 7 isn't part of it, but just the Colorado kid.
The rest of the story is straight from a Stephen King book, though, because that's where I got it from. This kid in Colorado, he was age 7. He was out playing on recess. He was needing to save the planet. And there was an invisible box on the ground that had evil inside. And what he did to save the world was he threw an invisible grenade at the box and blew it up.
He got in big trouble from his school, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I saw a snippet of that, but I didn't
know the story. He had nothing in his hand. He didn't threaten anyone. He just threw an invisible grenade.
Simulated grenade
to kill
throwing.
The evil.
To kill the evil in a box. And so basically, if you throw your overhand arm in a pitching motion, you are likely to be suspended.
Yep. Or if you go, pew.
Well, yeah.
Ba-doo. That happened too.
And what he said, the 7-year-old said, and this quote, I was trying to save people, and I just can't believe I got disbanded. To kind of put it into context of how silly it is.
Yeah. I don't even know what a Granada is. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of struggle with that with our godson who watches a lot of Mutant Ninja Turtles and different Power Rangers and stuff like that. And he wants to karate and pew, pew, pew.
Kapaya.
He'll be going to school in a year or two, preschool, and he'll probably be pew, pew, pew. So we got to teach him. You can't go pew, pew, because of a bunch of idiots. And assholes in the world.
I think it's funny that all that goes down, but yet at the school races, they still use a gun to start.
Whoa,
the,
do they?
Well, that's the starting blanks, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Still, it's pretty gun-like, you know?
Yeah.
And they could switch it out, probably.
Yeah, have it be like a honk or something.
Yeah, why don't they have those air horns? Rape horn.
It's got to be instantaneous, though. Just
you
like start mom. The timer.
But it seems like, you know, you could coordinate some sort of
it'd
attack
be like
with
a
that.
Beep.
You could just go.
You can coordinate a shooting with it, and then it's
that
over.
Just clap your hands. Oh, yeah. And, like, if you were a school shooter and you didn't want anybody to know, you could just wait until they're getting ready to start the track
the
meet.
Yeah.
Like, pew. We've had 4 meets, and there's 4 dead kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
In a Monty Python sketch, they one time had an Olympic event for, it was 100 meters for deaf people.
What?
And the guy just kept pulling the trigger and no one was running.
That's a fake story, isn't it?
No, it was on Monty Python.
Oh, you said that and I already forgot.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a blind person that I read about in Canada. Maybe Adrian Bacon might know about this guy.
Oh, he knows him.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, he's planning a bicycle trip across the country to raise money for
guy.
Charity. Thing is, he's blind. So, he was born with a degenerative eye disease, a retinitis pigmentosa,
and that he's going to bike across the country to raise money for the Canadian National Institute for the Blind.
I think that's cruel.
The YMCA and the Canadian Guide Dogs for the Blind. Oh, and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Geez, he's got fucking five charities to go. I don't know. He should just choose one.
You know what? These people are setting him up. You know what they're going to do? They're going to put him on an exercise bike on a back trailer on a flatbed, and they're going to drive him across country.
You think so?
And he's not even going to know the difference.
But if they,
even if he flies off.
If they don't do that, how is he going to? I don't understand. He's got a partner that's going to ride with him. Maybe they'll be tandemed.
Get out of the ditch!
They have been preparing for their journey by virtually cycling across the country on a stationary tandem bike. So they're already starting with that.
Yeah, virtually. You think they use Google Maps with the street view?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. They cover about 90 to 100 miles per session.
All you'd have to do is just open the door and be like, oh, we're starting. Here we go.
Yeah.
You have the best sound machine.
Look out, there's a deer.
You throw a deer at him.
Oh, there's a monkey. We must be going through the monkey territory of Canada.
You know that we don't have any listeners in Papua New Guinea.
I know that.
You know why? Because they're all a bunch of witches.
Are they?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We talked about New Guinea the other day.
You go ahead.
But what was I saying about New Guinea?
Quit
interrupting me.
I'm saying there was a young woman this week that was accused of being a witch.
Well,
that still happens?
Yeah.
So they burned her alive.
Did she sink or float?
Oh, she was 20 years old. She was tortured and killed in front of a mob of hundreds in a town in Papua New Guinea. Stripped naked, covered in gasoline, and burned alive on a pile of trash by relatives of a young boy who had died earlier in the week. The relatives accused her of killing him with sorcery.
Well, of course. Did she cast a spell on him?
Some sort of wand action?
The Agence France-Presse writes that the woman admitted to killing the boy who died after being hospitalized with stomach and chest pains.
Huh.
Oh,
so she said that she did it. Well, no wonder they killed her.
Yeah, and then they set her alight to a bunch of car tires.
Springfield car fire?
I mean, according to the Post newspaper, the villagers claimed she killed a boy, and the police couldn't intervene because there's so many people.
But did she physically kill him, or did she, like...
With sorcery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
seems just make him sick or something.
So in New Guinea, is it conceivable that sorcery is harmful?
Well, they say that many people in the island nation still believe in sorcery rather than accept natural causes of death.
Huh. Well, was
while
he sick
the 1971 it? Sorcery Act technically outlaws the burning of alleged.
Jesus.
Which is the practice still persists. In 2009, another woman was burned alive for sorcery over there.
Wow. So I wonder, how do they determine that they're actually a witch? Because they used to, like, try to drown them. And if they sunk, then they weren't a witch.
Yeah.
So they'd be dead anyway.
Either way, they're drowned.
Well, that's the classic witch hunt, right?
And then you burn them to dry them off at the stake.
Yeah. No, they'd burn them, and then if they...
Float.
No, if you burn them, and then if they resisted fire, if they didn't burn, they'd be a witch. But if their body burned...
Then they were just a human.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Our bad.
But I guess it's a big trend. Two-thirds of women experience domestic violence, and 50% of women get raped, and... Yeah, that's Papua New Guinea.
50% of women get raped?
Forced sex. Forced sex.
Well, it depends on if you're talking Democratic rape or Republic rape. There's a big difference, you know.
So no listeners there, huh?
Yeah.
No, we've never had a download. That's probably why, because they're too busy raping everybody.
And burning.
We're raping women and fucking burning witches.
We don't have time for your show.
Could that be today's show? Raping women and burning witches?
Yeah, Jared said that he got Yob Adam.
Yob?
Yeah, what album is that?
Atma? Yab Atma?
Yeah, but he put Atam.
Ah, damn
but I'm
it.
Sure he meant Atma. You got the 2LP gatefold.
Oh, okay. In case anybody doesn't know what he's talking about, we were going to have a guest on the show, and it was going to be Jared, Superfan Nelson, but he ended up going to the Eugene Record Convention in Eugene.
Nice.
And this is what he picked up, the double gatefold of Atma by Yab.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And a Phobia album.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
And...
going big.
A couple others.
Ah.
I've heard of those guys.
The ones you can't admit.
Yeah.
ABBA.
I got
Gatefold.
A psychedelic first double album.
Yeah.
And the new latest Bret Michaels album on blonde vinyl.
Nobody wants that. On blonde vinyl.
I just made that up.
You'll have to put that in somewhere.
Blonde vinyl. It's not yellow and it's not white.
Is it mellow?
It's blonde. It only features albums by Vince Neil and Bret Michaels. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Do you remember Vince Neil was like, what, 58 or something last week?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Remember.
Yeah, he's old. So while we're talking about that, I'm going to get to a couple more guessing people's birthday ages. Former Ozzy guitarist and Badlands guitarist, Jake E. Lee, today, birthday Friday. Anybody, any guesses on how old Jake E. Lee is?
52.
I'm going to go 48.
Man, you guys are right in each other, kind of. That's gross.
Is he 50?
He's 55.
Oh. Nice. Do you know Ron Ferris loves Jakey
Wait,
Lee?
Wait, 56, sorry. He does?
Yes.
Well, so Ron?
Ron Ferris loves Jakey Lee.
Oh.
I saw Jakey Lee in concert with Ozzy.
Yeah.
And he's dead, but Chris Farley was born today. And how old do you think he would be if he was still alive?
He's in Coke years.
In Coke years. Or in Belushi years. Well, you got to think. He was 33 when he died.
Oh, well, if you're going to tell me he was 33 when he died, then I'm going to go, maybe he was like 50.
I'll say 53.
He's would have been 49.
Ah.
50. Right. You were close.
Yeah.
And Brendan Small, guitarist, vocalist for Death Clock, and the guy who draws it all out. You know that guy?
Yeah.
How old do you think he is? He's just a youngster.
43.
28.
I can't count backwards. He was born in 75, so I guess he's a year older than me.
Yeah. 38.
38. Guess he's not as young as I thought he was. But I think that's awesome that he not only animates the whole thing, but he also like does several voices, and he sings and plays all the guitars. And then he goes on tour with Death Clock with Gene Hoglan, or however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude from Frank Zappa's band, Mike Keneally. Hmm. Fucking weird shit. Anyway, a couple friends have birthdays today as well. Keith Coe-Rowe. Happy birthday. Doubt if he's listening. But
dude.
I know his brothers are listening. How old
Happy
do you think
birthday.
How old do you think Keith is?
Oh, geez. 26.
You know, 26. He just turned 18.
I'm going to guess.
And we had when we had Zach on the show last time, it was his other sister's birthday, Brooke. And he didn't know how old she was, so he probably doesn't know how old Keith is either. So we better tell
Zach. 44.
That was close. What'd you say, 26?
Yes.
He's 45, actually, today.
Nice.
So happy birthday, Keith.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Coe-Rowe. Yep. I still don't know what the two last names are, but I don't even care. And local blues legend from Brownsville, Sue Miles. You guys recognize that name at all? She used to play for the Wings of Freedom back in the 70s, and then she was in a band called Slow Burn. Sue Miles. I don't know how old she is, but it's a birthday, so happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday.
She's been having some health problems, though. We see her quite often, and she hasn't played in about a year and a half, so she's one of those chicks, though. She rocks like a, what does she play? Bluesy stuff, kind of like a, she reminds me of a female B.B. King.
Well, name the projects again.
Wings of Freedom, which was a 70s band that I first played on a stage when I was 7.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then she played with?
Slow Burn, Sue Miles and Slow Burn. Had a couple other bands after that, but mostly
like
it was
a Doom
like,
project?
A Doom project.
No,
yeah.
No, there's a band called Slow Burn that's a Doom project.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Straight out of Brownsville.
That's why I was confused, because I knew who Wings of Freedom were, and I knew who Slowburn was.
Yeah, and you're like, man, this chick's fucking popular.
Well, yeah, she gets around.
She plays with the guy from Caius in Slowburn.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So hopefully she'll get better. She's been sick lately, so... Anyway, that's it for birthdays. Well, you got any dead celebrities that we know?
No, but
heard
I
of?
Got a quiz for you guys. All right, whoever gets the closest to this wins. How tall is Molly Shannon?
What?
That's a weird question.
How tall is Molly Shannon?
5'7".
I'm going to go 5'3".
Ooh. Split the difference.
Yep, a tie. It's 5'5" is how... Okay. According to...
Wow.
Celebrity height quiz.
According to celebrityheights.com.
That's a thing?
At 5'5", how much does she weigh? Tiebreaker.
She's a bit tubby.
Yeah, she's a little tubby.
At 5'5".
I'm going to say 157.
I'm going to go 145.
Lance wins. It's 126.
Oh, she's a skinny little bitch.
She looks tubby.
Yeah, that must just be a character. I'm thinking of Mary Catherine.
Me too.
That weighs 157.
Yeah, me too.
With her white panties.
You know, you can't trust anything on the internet, though, either. So.
I trust you. You're on the internet.
I am on the internet.
And you listeners can trust me.
Yep. And how tall are you?
I'm 6'1 and a half. I've shrunk half an inch since I was younger.
What do you think about the upcoming movie, and I haven't seen any previews, The Amazing Mr. Wonderkind, or whatever the fuck that movie is?
Never heard of it.
It's got Steve Carell.
It's like a magic thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I saw the previews the other day.
It's about magicians, and the magicians are played... Steve Carell plays the main one, and then there's Steve Buscemi. And there is Alan Arkin. And there is Olivia Wilde.
How do you remember all that?
And there is Jim Carrey.
Wow. Huh. I've never even heard of it, so.
It,
you learn
man,
something
you know
new
what,
every
though?
Day.
You know what, though? I don't think that is going to be good at 1.5 hours.
Why?
I think that's a series. I would watch that in a series. Would you not sit down? You're watching right now. You sat down and you're watching 18 hours of one season of a show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching an 18-hour movie right now.
I am.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you rather watch an 18 hours of those characters playing magicians to build that character, those characters out, to invest in those characters, to let them grow? Because you know they're going to be like... crazy, kooky characters, right?
Crazy and kooky,
kooky magician.
So, wouldn't you want to see them develop and, like, do wacky things and the storylines interweave more than what could be done in, like, an hour and a half movie?
You're the movie executive, and they bring this idea to you, and they say, look, we got this movie. We've got these actors on board. Do you want to help us make the movie? You'd say, you know what? I think you guys should make this into a series.
Yeah.
That's what you do, huh?
Well, you could probably shoot it in not that much longer of a time, right?
Or you could do the movie and then just wait a year and then make a series out of it.
They'd all be gone.
With different actors?
No, same actors.
It'd be hard to get those actors again all involved at the same time, wouldn't it? It'd be like trying to get a Arrested Development movie undergoing.
Jesus, why don't they hurry up and do that?
I heard the new movie's not that good, and I'm talking about the identity theft.
Oh, yeah?
What?
A new Jason Bateman movie.
Looks
I heard it's
funny.
Not that good.
Oh.
I heard it's very cliche-based.
Well, I want them to hurry up and come out with a new season of Arrested Development because I'm fucking getting pissed.
They're going to do it just like they did with that House of Cards show where they're going to release them all at the same time.
Right. I know. That's why I'm so stoked to wait for it.
Did you watch any of that House of Cards?
No. But I want to watch a 17-hour movie of Arrested Development, which is the new season. And let's see. What about... I was a little more excited than my wife. I mentioned on Monday's episode about Walking Dead. And we didn't mention it till today because we don't know what happened. Because we haven't watched it yet. But are you excited for the new episode?
I know what happens.
Lance, are you a watcher of Walking Dead?
I watched first season and I started watching second season and I just stopped for some reason.
Oh, so you better not watch then.
You better not
cry.
Watch.
better not pout. You better not.
Because the zombies are coming, dude.
And they're going to give you gout. My doctor, by the way, this is a weird segue, but doctors are mostly quacks. I had a doctor when I was, I had a problem with my big toe. Mm-hmm. It like froze up, the middle knuckle. It won't bend. Mm-hmm. It's like I got a stiff toe. So I went to the doctor, and he said, I think you have gout.
Well, on which foot?
On my only foot. And I had no gout. And then I went to this doctor to get this cyst cut out, and he fucking just cut the fuck out of me. And then he didn't take the thing out.
What should I do?
Oh, just now?
Yeah. I still feel it, dude. There's still a lump in there.
Well, sometimes it'll come back.
I'm gonna. That's what Stephen King said. Oh! That's a movie.
Well, part one or part two?
Sometimes they've come back again.
Yeah.
And then there was like, sometimes they come back again to...
I couldn't do that movie. You know why?
Because Tim Matheson was in it?
No. Is that the guy from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, I thought it was the guy from Black Sheep.
No, well, what movie were we talking about? And I'll tell you why I didn't
Sometimes they come back again.
Oh, because it had a car on it, and Stephen King already did a car movie.
Yeah, but the car wasn't alive or evil. It was. Just,
it looked similar.
It looked similar because he had a lot of movies about
that's your basic fan.
You're going to cut Stephen King off just because there's a car
that's
in his movie?
That's
every movie that ever made by Stephen King has a car in it.
That's what I'm saying.
So even The Shining.
Not on the cover.
Shining, not red. Lance, help us.
Maximum Overdrive, did you watch that?
Cut in.
Yeah, but
We're fighting.
The cover looked the same.
Yeah, but it didn't have AC/DC on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
No, neither did Christine.
Yeah, but Maximum Overdrive did, and that had cars in it.
I'm talking about Christine. And
I'm talking about Stephen King. All Stephen King.
The Dead Zone,
that had a fucking car in it.
No King. The King of Who?
Green Mile had no cars.
I've never seen him stand.
Green Mile, only movie. No cars.
I only read the first book.
Well, why don't you watch the movie? It's 3 hours long.
Well, because I haven't read the last five books of the series.
Don't read them. Just watch the movie. And then you will grow to hate that guy who's on a couple celebrity. No, he's dead. But there's a guy on couple celebrity or celebrity couple rehab or whatever it is. And he's a 50-year-old dude married to a 17-year-old chick.
Yikes.
He's the dude that played on The Green Mile. He played that dickhead guard that they locked in the... Oh, you never saw it, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah. They got problems, man. You don't marry a 17-year-old when you're 51.
Jeez.
I don't care what.
Wait a minute. That's in real life?
That's real life. Well, as real life as fucking reality TV gets.
Oh.
It's couples rehab or celebrity couple rehab.
Wonder what they
or,
talk about. I'm so hot. You're so hot.
Let's go to the mall.
I'm so hot.
You're so hot. Hey, you want to watch Die Hard?
What can I do for you?
Yeah. The Die Hard movie's like coming out really quick, too.
Yeah. I heard they're coming out with a new Hudson Hawk movie.
That would be awesome.
Hudson Hawk 2. It's a prequel.
I heard they're coming out with Bacon 2 Electric Boogaloo.
What?
Bacon 2 Electric Boogaloo.
What's bacon?
Instead of Breakin'?
Well, don't you know what Bacon is?
Hans has never seen the movie Breakin'.
Yeah.
By the looks of things. Did we already do What's in Hans' CD player today?
Uh-uh. What I didn't know, though, was...
Bacon 2?
I got nothing, too.
Dude, that was bad.
It was. It was bad.
It was so bad that it flew over my head.
It was so bad it went Michael Jackson bad and came back around again to where it was bad again.
Oh, man.
But not Michael Jackson bad. It was like a boomerang bad.
I got to find another word that rhymes with player. Like,
layer.
Oh,
player?
It's always something cool, but it's never fucking Slayer. Because he's too cool to listen to Slayer. So Hans today is listening to a little bit different, not so cool. I don't really like this band that much. Maybe Lance does. Social Distortion.
Oh, I've
like
seen them.
Are you a little fan, big fan?
I like Social
Unique, they have a unique sound, so points are given. But I just
Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell is the name of the album that he's listening to.
Yep.
And then he said Rock On.
I do believe I saw him on that tour.
What?
Yeah. 92, I saw him. It was at X-Fest at Salem Armory. It was with Best Kissers in the World, Belly, and X from L.A.
Oh, nice. X
and, boy.
They just came to Portland just last
Helmet.
Week. Helmet. Wow.
Nice. They might be Giants.
Helmet might be.
And Social D.
Sounds like a pretty good bill.
Yeah, it was like seven bands. It was weird because, they were all alternative bands.
Pat Wambacher asked me to find out if X was coming around because his wife is a huge fan of John Doe and X and Xena Cervenka. And I told him, and no reply. They were at Dante's just last week, and it would have been a total intimate show. And they didn't even... They ask me to do these things for them, and I do them, and they just don't even care. And they don't listen to our show, so that means that they're dicks.
Have you seen Pat's phone?
He's got one that flips up.
He's got one of those,
I think it has an antenna on it, too.
Yeah, it does. It has the antenna that actually pulls out. Mm-hmm. We made fun of it.
That way he gets better reception.
Oh, yeah. I make fun of it.
He's like, flip open. Oh, wait a second.
I like to do? So I like taking it because it's got that little screen on the thing that just shows the time. And
you try to touch it?
Yeah, I'm like, how's this touch screen work? Oh, maybe it's on the inside. Then I start touching the inside. No, where,
he's like,
how
this
does
has
this work?
Buttons that you can push four times to get to one letter.
Yeah.
X.
I just tell myself that that's the reason why he doesn't really text back. And that makes me feel a little bit better.
Because it's an unfortunate phone?
Yeah. Well, I don't believe it for a second because when he wants to text something, boy, I've got messages in here when it matters to Pat.
Like if he's hammered,
he wants to text
about stuff.
I want to know where's Derek at? How are you doing? Oh, pretty good. Have you seen Kevin and Ryan lately? Geez, maybe I don't have any. What?
When was the last time we tried to call Pat?
The last text I got from him was fucking January 11.
Let's try to call him.
All right, I'm on this. I got to see when the last one he sent me.
And the last text he sent me said, "When did Hans get all that hair?"
I asked myself that last time I saw Hans.
And I said, "You should see him now." That was like a year ago. And the last time we called Pat was probably back in 1982.
Nice.
I don't even think they had phones back when the last time we called them.
Oh, they had phones.
I think we wrote them.
They didn't have cell phones.
Pony Express.
That's it. I'm calling him.
February 1st was the last time I heard from him wanting to know about the Super Bowl. And you know what I did? Just because I just didn't answer him back.
Whoa.
We might be in trouble, actually, if we call him.
Why?
Because we never got back to him after he invited us to the Super Bowl party.
Oh, well, I bet. Where was his Super Bowl party at, Ron?
Maybe he'll actually answer. Yeah. Brian's.
It's been so long, he'll think you're actually calling.
Yeah, I can't remember his number, though. That's how long it's been. Okay, here it is.
7-1-6-8. All right.
I found it. I don't think he's going to answer, though. So it's been since at least season. Did we call him in season 2? I don't think so.
I think we
switched
him
to Jared.
In this season.
Called him season 1. I could see a picture of him too while I call him.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pat.
Kind of busy.
I'm unavailable. That's what I'm going to guess. Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable.
Hello.
Please don't call me a dick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable, so leave a message. Thanks.
Oh.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number,
shut the fuck
press
up, 5. Bitch. So now you're telling me what to do? So, this is Pat, I'm unavailable. So, leave a message. Hey, it's the Fagcast podcast calling.
Hey, maybe I don't want to leave a message.
Dustin doesn't want to leave a message. Lance fucking doesn't want to return your messages. How was the Super Bowl? When did Hans get all that hair?
Sorry about your Niners.
Hey, it's Sunday, dude, at 7:35. Why aren't you calling me on Friday today? That makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, if you call back in the next 10 minutes, you might get on the show. But we might not answer, so thanks for being on the show, Pat.
Feel free to text, though.
Yeah. Text us later.
Don't forget to put up the antenna.
Yeah, put the antenna up on your phone and push the buttons that are numbers to make letters come onto the screen. And then quit being such an asshole.
Oh, no.
Send your cat over.
Bye, Pat. I figure the more of a dick I am to him, the less chance he'll respond.
Yeah, somebody once told me people like dicks.
In their mouths?
Yeah.
They like dicks?
Fish sticks.
I thought they like fish sticks.
So that's
fish
cool. Sticks. We just added Where's Pat to the list.
Well, where's Pat?
But I forgot to let you know what was in my CD player, which was today I was listening to a very offensive CD called Have I Offended Someone?
Ah.
Do you know who does that?
No, Frank Zappa.
That's right. Oh. Still getting ready for that Pajama People performance.
Pajama People.
I've been practicing 23 songs, but I only get to play two, so it's good
hey,
for me.
It's good practice.
I spend about 2 hours every night playing the bass.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It is, but I'm watching TV and kind of hanging out by myself because the wife's been going to bed at like 11 o'clock, and I can't get to bed until at least 2.
Yeah.
I can't sleep.
Maybe if you did the dishes, you could sleep.
Dude, sometimes, and I stole this from a comedian friend of mine, and Ron Funches is the man, but this is what he used to do to his wife when she was sleeping. He would just get right up to her ear and say, do the dishes. Do the dishes. Do the dishes. And he said, I don't do this because I want her to do the dishes when she wakes up. He goes, I do this so she'll dream about doing the dishes. Kind of funny.
That is cool.
The delivery on his part is way better than mine.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, do they have the kind of relationship where you could go, hey, you know, I was whispering this in your ear where you dream about doing the dishes, and she goes, oh, yeah, and you're like, hey, it worked, let's do it again.
Now I just do it when you're awake. Do the dishes, do the dishes, do the dishes. Next thing I know, she's in there fucking scrubbing the pots.
Yeah. What do you got in your 8-track player?
It's probably the same thing, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever change your tapes? Do you really listen to 8-track player very often?
From time to time, yeah. There's a few different ones. I think Barry Manilow's in there. Like, I was out there... I think Thursday.
Oh, Mandy.
Because, you know, Valentine's Day, so I wanted to treat myself to
Did
some 8-track.
Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day yesterday?
Yeah.
It was my fourth.
I drew some hand turkeys.
4-year wedding anniversary for me.
Oh,
nice. Yep. That's cool.
And we had an anniversary on the 15th of August, which was our marriage anniversary, which some people might understand or some people might not. We got married in August, but we didn't sign any papers. We took a 6-month probationary period to make sure that
if it would take.
Yeah, exactly. And it took. So then 6 months later, we got the papers and then had the guy come out to our house in Lacombe and sign the papers. And we had like a mini ceremony. So now, unfortunately, I have 2 more fucking anniversaries that I have to remember.
Nice.
Like the first day we met.
And she probably has a birthday and stuff, too.
Yeah, the first day we had sex. And when we officially became boys.
Do you have a book full of all these dates?
Yeah, and then whenever...
You do?
Yeah. No, it's in my head.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty good with numbers.
All right.
And remembering stuff like that. But
do you see music as numbers?
Yeah, pretty much.
When you look down on your... When you're fretting across the frets.
Don't fret.
And you're like... You're closing your mind and you're seeing the music flow, you know, in your head, and you're like playing what you're feeling in your head. You see it as numbers?
No.
Shapes?
Not that way. I don't know what. I don't see it. I feel it and I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm writing it, I feel it and hear it in numbers because of the counting and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they do say that people who are proficient in music are usually good at math.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Well, there's similar things.
Yeah,
you know, is it mathematics
up.
Or arithmetic?
Arithmetic.
Mm-hmm. Rhythm.
Rhythm.
Arithmetic.
Rhythm.
One of the three R's.
You know what? You know the strange thing about rhythm, though? Rhythm is a dancer.
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Do you get it? I don't get it.
I think it's a song of some
It is
sort,
a song.
Or...
That's the only part I know, though.
Who does it?
I don't know. I can just hear it. Rhythm is a dancer. Da, 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 da.
I don't really listen to music like that.
Well, Dustin, I don't either, but I've heard it.
I only listen to brutal death metal and underground punk.
Catchalopagolagus is notorious for bringing up subjects that I know nothing about or people.
What, rhythm is a dancer? You've never heard of whoever sang that?
I claim not to.
All right,
have.
Then I'm going
to
look it up.
Look it up. While
because
you look it
might
up,
be New Jack Swing, and you know how much of a fan I am of June New Jack Swing, Bobby Brown, you know that
I'm a big
swing,
fan of
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Jude Jack Swing.
Who was I looking up? Rhythm is a Dancer.
Who was I looking up?
So while
Color
you
me
look
bad,
that up, I'm going to do a quick...
Oh, wow, if it's Color Me Bad...
You're bad.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be your bad.
Gacha bad.
While you do Gacha Galapagos searching, I'm going to do a quick wrap-up, and then we'll talk for a while longer. But I want to get this out of the way. We'd like to thank our great sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions for keeping us on the interwebs.
Yo, yo!
Go to terrygile.com and check out where I'm going to be, which tonight will be Corvallis. Stick around for the plugs after the show, and I'll tell you where to go. You can come and laugh at me in public. Go to vfmf.org and check out the instruments and stuff that we were going to give away to children. It's a great program started by Gachalopagolagus. You can find him at Gachalopagolagus.com or SickDaddy.com. Is that for sale?
Now we're going to have to buy that.
For sure. Check out SportsAreDumb.com. Some nice entries by myself and Jonathan Pelcher so far. And if you'd like to put in your 2 cents, you can do that as well at SportsAreDumb.com. Check us out at TagCastPodcast.com. If you listen to us on iTunes, you should rate us and write us a review because that helps us feel better about ourselves, and it makes iTunes think that we're actually listened to by people.
Just not in New Guinea.
Exactly.
They have other stuff going on.
That's right. They got people to rape and witches to burn. Amazon.com has a link on our page there. You click on that, we'll get a little revenue, and it'll help us keep on the air here, if you call it the air. Interwebs, whatever you call it. And we've also got a Facebook and a Twitter and
MySpace.
MySpace, yeah. And a Google Plus. Check us out on Friendster and what was that other one? ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah. And so we're on ChristianMingle.com.
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I put a profile on blackpeoplemeat.com, which does have nothing to do with cannibalism. So, yeah, that wraps it up for my wrap-up. Now, did you find any information on Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap?
Yeah. What?
That's a band?
It is. It is a German Euro dance group. It was released in April 1992. I tried to get a video, but, of course, it's not available on my phone because it must be so popular.
So I guess I did hear that song, and I just thought it was called Rhythm is Ted Dancing.
Rhythm is Ted Dancing. They had...
You got excited.
You must like Ted Dancing.
Well, any Ted Dancing reference is awesome. Not as great as...
Anonymous.
Not as great... Yeah. Not as great as a Sam Malone reference.
Sam Malone.
Ooh. Cheers to you for saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I never got into that show as much as most people say they did. Did you?
Really?
Did you watch it when it was on?
Yeah, yeah. I did. Yeah.
Was it just because of the fact that Dio's sister was on there? Or?
I really didn't know Dio at the time.
Oh, because that was Rhea Dio DeVito.
Rhea Dio DeVito.
Her maiden name is Dio. Her married name is DeVito.
DeVito.
I heard they're getting back together.
Really?
I know, thank goodness.
Wow, he must have calmed down from his fucking crazy ways. I heard he was a womanizer.
Yeah. Well, he was always known to have sausages in his pocket. Have you seen
that? Is that a sausage in your pocket?
Yeah.
Yes, it actually is.
You can just eat them right out of your pocket. That way you don't have to touch them and get your fingers all greasy.
That's so
sausage
hilarious.
Finger!
Sausage finger.
And then he always keeps a really big kielbasa in his fucking pants pocket just to make the ladies think that he's cooler than he is.
I think I'm going to do that next time I go out to the Dixie.
You should, dude. They're looking for them kielbasas.
Especially when it starts to, like, the grease stains start.
Yeah, and they think it's just pre-cum.
Cause yeah.
Or just pee.
Oh, piss dribbles. Leahy, piss dribbles. It's okay, boy, a little dry. With that, I think we're just about done with this hour, aren't we?
Yeah.
We hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And hope you guys can go out and do something fun. Why isn't there any music playing right now? Are you supposed to dub that in? Are you supposed to dub that in later? That sounds just like it. I heard that's how you wrote the song.
Whoa!
See, you know that one pretty good. The song's about
that
potatoes.
That is how it was written.
I know. You can tell right now by listening.
I know.
It's awesome. Thanks for Lance being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. And... thanks to Dustin for
that
talking about stuff that I don't
stuff.
Know. Rhythm is a girl, Ted
Rhythm
Dancing.
Rhythm is a Ted Dancing, Anonymous.
Hey, I hope to see you guys out at Cloud and Kelly's tonight. And what else is happening this
week? How are we going to be at both at once?
Both what's?
He said, I hope to see you at Cloud and Kelly's.
Well, they're right next to each other.
Oh, okay.
So you can just bop back and forth.
Right on.
Big sad clown comedy show tonight, so come out
to
that.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Ooh.
$3 to $5 sliding scale. Tell your friends. Yeah. And if you listen to this after the fact.
Is it?
It was awesome. What?
Yeah? All right.
We should just keep talking after the end of the thing and just do another whole hour.
All right.
Okay. Just kidding. Thanks for listening, Hans.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagheadsPodcast.com.
Hey, all you Tagheads looking for something fun to do? Of course you are. You don't want to sit at home like a stick in the mud. Go out to some comedy shows or some music. I command you. Friday, February 15th at Cloud and Kelly's in Corvallis, we have Shingles the Sad Clown's Cavalcade of Sorrow, featuring myself, Terry Guile, John Severs, Michael Cunningham, Mark Wirinen, and Alex Alvarez. 9:30 showtime, 21 and over, $3 to $5 sliding scale, depending on when you arrive and what you can afford. Tuesday, February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we got Soulfly, Insight, Lodi Kong, and 30 Pound Test. Hit up our buddies Zach and Jason Rowe or Lindenwood, Blake Hansel for tickets. They will hook you up and give you a few dollars extra in your pocket to buy beer with or something. February 21st, Wehrmacht, Raptor, Bloodlust, Witch Cult, and Roadkill Carnivore for a massive lineup at Music Head in Medford. I believe that's a Thursday night. Sorry for misspeaking on that. Thursday, February 21st. On Friday, February 22nd, at the Baghdad Theater, it's Baghdad Comedy Night with Tristan Spillman and friends. I will be one of his friends that night, and we will have the lineup solidified within the next week or so. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over, and that's at the corner of 37th and Hawthorne in Portland, Oregon. Saturday, February 23rd, at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we have the first VFMF benefit show with Catechus, The Berated, and Brutos. It's a free show. There's going to be lots of giveaways and good stuff. Check it out on Facebook or anywhere online, the VMFM.org. Saturday, March 2nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's a benefit for Brooklyn, a baby with a disease put on by the Willamette Valley local music scene, Dave Wilson. There's going to be like seven bands, but I don't have all the information with me right now. I know that Barry the Goat's going to be playing, and six other bands, possibly Bikini. It starts at 7 o'clock, and for more information, check out Willamette Valley local music scene on Facebook. March 3rd, it's a Sunday at John Henry's Reverend Horton Heat with Guttermouth. Great rockabilly, psychobilly, and punk rock show. Go check that out. Saturday, March 16th, the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini. 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over. That's a free show. And if you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene that night, head on down to the Wow Hall, also March 16th, with We Have Guns, Tall Boy, 30 Pound Test, and Audiophobia. That's going to be a high energy show for sure, all ages. Saturday, March 23rd at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we have Nile and Ceremonial Castings with my buddy Tony Avila's band World of Lies opening, as well as Heathen Shrine. Hit him up for tickets if you know Tony. If you don't, he's on my friends list. You can save a couple dollars by getting your tickets from him. Also the 23rd, if you're in Eugene, go see Portland band Awake at the Wow Hall with Bent Knee and the Bad Luck Blackouts. Also Explodatron will be playing that show. An awesome, noisy two-piece band. Tuesday, March 26th, at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland, we have Graves at Sea, Ash Borer, and Aldebaran, and another band, I believe, but I don't recall what they are called right now. Go check that out. It's going to be a great Doom show. Graves at Sea from Arizona at the Ash Street Saloon. Wednesday, March 27th, at the Cosmic Pizza, it's Pajama People featuring Ike Willis. I'll be setting in for a couple songs as well. That's a Wednesday night. Ticket information coming soon. They will also be playing Dante's the night after that on the 28th up in Portland. That's about it for now. Thanks for listening to the plugs and the Tagcast podcast. Now go out and do something fun. Just don't sit at home and watch the TV. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then when you get home from going out and doing some fun stuff, listen to more at TagCastPodcast.com.